Love in your heart, this a boy love for me. Do you see me in my pants and ting? See me in my altar back. Say me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wine out my waist. Uptown top ranking. Call out to me. Do you see me in my pants and ting? See me in my altar back. Say me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wind up my waist. Give me little bass, make me wind up my waist. Love is all I bring in my khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style, I strictly roots. Now pop no style, I strictly rules. Just see me and the ranking dread. Check out we jamming and ting. Love is all I bring. And I'm a cocky suit and ting. Me now pop no style.
That true?
Boston Free Radio has no corporate agenda.
I don't see
We're
one.
Independent media for the people. Your music, your voice, your station.
My music. Alexander's voice.
Sometimes.
Our station.
We're back.
You're listening to the Cool Kids Club, I hope, on Boston Free Radio.
.com.
Behind us in the background, you hear a selection from the Mishima soundtrack by Philip Glass. This is a special favorite of mine because it's Phil doing surf. It's rules.
What could be better?
I don't know. Before that, you heard Althea and Donna with Uptown Top Ranking. A nice long one. Before that was the incomparable Max Romeo with the infamous, the legendary cut, Wet Dream. I don't really know what that one's about.
I wasn't listening to the lyrics, so
before that,
I can only speculate.
Before that, you heard They Might Be Giants with Sad But True Story, Youth Culture Killed My Dog.
It's a cautionary tale.
Caught him in a bear trap. Before that, slow it down. Before that, you heard Sonia with Anminub, a cover more or less in Spanish, I think, or something.
Yeah, it was in Spanish.
Get Off My Cloud by the Rolling Stones.
I think it might be New Bay.
Sonia had to do double duty singing her own backups. And hopefully she got paid double scale for that, though I doubt it.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Did you hear the news, Alexander?
About Atlantis?
Yes. This is news that's sure to make my dad really happy that he was has been right all along.
Right about what?
About Atlantis.
Being
a real place.
Oh.
It appears, according to the sources, that a research team may have, it says here, finally located the lost city of Atlantis in the south of Spain, where it was destroyed by a tsunami.
Topical.
Topical indeed. I wonder if thousands of years from now they'll find Japan.
Well, they could find any number of cities that might get destroyed.
That's true. I hope they don't. But this happened, apparently. Or so they say. It's a sort of a teaser announcement. They're going to tell us later this year a little bit more of the results. But they're in there running radar scans underneath the sand dunes in Spain to find a missing city. You know, they found Troy a couple years back, right?
I didn't know that.
It's true. They had a dig and everything, and they dug underneath the coast in Turkey, and they found Troy. As in, you know, the Iliad and all that.
Something that I gleaned from this Atlantis article, maybe not exactly that article that you're looking at, but it seemed that there were several other cities made in the style of Atlantis, like Atlantis tribute cities.
That's groovy. Oh, there goes our talking bed. Here comes
Tonight,
back.
Tonight, the city is full of morgues.
Cool Kids Club.
The toilets are overflowing. There's shopping malls coming out of the walls. As we walk out among the manure. as he's dancing upon your paycheck. The sails climb high through the garbage pale sky, like a giant dildo crushing the sun. That's why I pay no mind sleep and slime. I just got signed. So get out your lead pipe pipe dreams. Get out your 10-foot flags. The insects are huge and the poison's all been used. And the drugs won't kill your day job, honey. That's why I pay no mind. I pay no
takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby love, my baby. it takes, and she knows how to use it. A baby loves love, a baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
It's so uncomfortable to just lean on the microphone.
You're really sleepy.
Thunder cracks against the night. The dark explodes with yellow light. The railroad sign is flashing red. The people stare, but I don't care. My flesh is cold against my bone, and Cheryl's going home. Come hear me shouting in the rain. Is there a way to stop the train? I've got some reasons to explain about things I did today. The whistle moans and I'm alone, and Cheryl's going home. Cheryl's going home. Cheryl's going home.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then, my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day. I'll be all alone. Oh, any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new. Oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Will let me die. Oh. I know I shouldn't want to keep you.
If you don't want to stay until you're gone forever, I'll be home. Begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes gold, you'll call it off. And then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me die. Cause you won't be around. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Don't fly away.
Oh boy. Still true.
Fishing.
Yes. I'm sailing. You just heard Chuck Jackson singing Burt Bacharach's composition, Any Day Now, open parentheses, My Wild Beautiful Bird, close parentheses. Right now, behind me, you're listening to Milt Jackson.
Any relation?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Milt Jackson and Chuck Jackson are Michael Jackson's parents. Before that, you heard the Blues Project performing Cheryl's Going Home, which is written by Bob Lind. He wrote a song about a butterfly, the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, that Bacharach number, there's a bazillion covers of it. There's one by Scott Walker, the real Scott Walker, I'm told. And there's also a real winner of a cover of that by Elvis from his Elvis in Memphis record or whatever it is.
Hmm.
Before the Blues Project, you heard White Plains, a song called My Baby Loves Lovin', which I guess is as apt as it gets. Before that was Beck with a classic from 1990-something, a song called Pay No Mind. Now, I got to thinking, what if they dig up Atlantis?
What if?
And they get down there under the soggy sand.
Hold on a minute.
How rude.
Come on, Milt. Give us a break.
What if they get down there under the soggy sand?
And there's just more sand?
No. They find the sunken city of Atlantis, and the real Beck is there.
Oh.
Right?
Do you think that's where Eric Clapton is?
Yeah, and like the real McCartney and the real Sting, and that way both my and my old man's dingbat theories will be correct.
That would be a very interesting thing.
That'd be a great place. It'd probably be very soggy. It'd be cool though, huh? Atlantis?
Yeah. I hope it does happen.
It's sad that they didn't invite Donovan, if that's true, though.
Well, it remains to be seen who's actually living down there.
Well.
We'll find out soon enough.
You really are listening to the Cool Kids Club. This is BostonFreeRadio.com. My name is Matt. I grabbed most of these tunes and picked them out today. The majority, anyway. My co-host is the one and only Miss Alexandra.
Hey.
If you're into this sort of music,
I pick some of the songs too. Let's
I know.
Be honest.
Yeah,
and you cut my dedication to Athena, which I'm still very upset about.
She'll be away for another week. Don't worry about it. We'll
I'm
do it next
saying.
Week. Don't.
Sorry. And then you insulted it.
What if I
to me in private?
Well,
just because we're cool doesn't mean we can't lose our cool.
We're about to listen to Jerry Lee Lewis. We'll argue this out
in private.
In private. Jerry Lewis on the Cool Kids Club, Boston Free Radio. The one and only.
I got a lumps in my throat and a saw coming down the aisle. I got the wiggles in my knees when she looked at me and sweetly smiled. There she is again, standing over by the record machine. Oh, looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no need to break it. I got a chance, I ought to take it. Now if she'll dance, we'll make it. Come here, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, go, go. By the record machine, looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I still think, if it's a slow song, we'll omit it. And if it's a rocker, son, that'll get it. And if it's good, I'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Oh, go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. One more. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go.
Et la traversée durera toute une année. Ils vaincront les maléfices jusqu'en 70.
60 000 années érotiques. 69
et son Gainsbourg vont rejoindre Paris. Ils ont laissé derrière eux la Tamise et Chelsea. Ils s'aiment et la traversée durera toute une année. Et que les dieux les bénissent jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques. 69 années érotiques.
Et la traversée durera toute une année. Il pardonnera ses caprices jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques. 69 années érotiques.
Once upon a time in the valley of the tears, the auctioneer is bidding for a box of fading ears, and the elephants are dancing on the graves of squealing mice. Anyone for tennis? Wouldn't that be nice? And the ice creams are all melting on the streets of bloody beer, while the beggars stain the pavements with fluorescent Christmas cheer. And the Bentley driving guru is putting up his price. Anyone for tennis? Wouldn't that be nice?
God is my judge.
Nope.
God is gay. God is my judge. There was something strange about Lucifer. Something wrong with his hand.
Yeah.
There was something strange about Jesus. He didn't follow Lucifer's command. Lucifer said, Jesus, be straight. Jesus said the gates would never open if this was true. Oh, something about a vision in a park of Jesus holding hands with an angel named Lark McGee. Lucifer, therefore, lost his wings. And all the angels sing. All the angels sing. God is gay. God is gay.
The Frogs.
That was beautiful.
That's a good song, right?
Yeah.
Boston Free Radio, free speech to the world.
That, that's so beautiful. Ah.
Ah, we're back.
Aren't we? Are we back again?
It sometimes feels so good to be back.
Me. You know, I go back to work some days after my weekend, and I get there, and I show up, and I get a cup of coffee, and I look around, and I'm like, surprised.
That's where you are?
Yeah, it's like, what the hell am I doing here again? Sometimes, you know, at the end of the week, too, it just shocks me.
That happens when I step out of the elevator, like on a Monday.
Yeah.
I get up to the sixth floor, and I walk out, and I see the red walls in front of me, and I think, oh, yeah, I have to be here.
At least you get to go upstairs.
I could go up
upstairs. I work at, you know, at grade.
Yeah, but you have nice big windows in your face.
That's true.
And you get free coffee.
Unlimited free coffee.
I don't get any such thing.
You just heard, this is Boston Free Radio. You're listening to the Cool Kids Club. I'm Matt. That's Alexandra.
Here I am. I like to let Matt introduce me.
The rest of it's a pleasure. The rest of the cool kids are away in a southern state.
Yeah, they're doing something with music and a van.
Far from here.
Very far away.
You just heard the Frogs with a song, a true story called God is Gay.
I wish it was even truer than it is.
I guess I do too. Before that was Cream. The Cream featuring the real Eric Clapton, who is now,
and only,
who has recently been located underneath sand dunes in the south of Spain.
In the lost city of Atlantis.
Using radar. Before that, a song on a very similar theme. The song was called Anyone for Tennis. Before that, a similar number by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. And as Jane's French diction is even more horrible than mine, I'm not ashamed to announce the name of that song in my crap French accent, which is Soixante-neuf années érotiques. Before that was the one and only Jerry Lee Lewis from Louisiana. The song is called Little Queenie. There's a spoken line of dialogue in that song where Jerry Lee says that meanwhile, still he's thinking. And I wonder, isn't that the same thing that What's-His-Face says in that...
Are you thinking of Mark Bolan?
Mark Bolan. There's a T-Rex song. It's their big hit.
Bang a Gong.
That's Bang a Gong. And he says that. He goes... He says this. He says, meanwhile...
He says this.
He says this. That's what he said. Coming up very soon is... Oh, God. Our depressing set. This is going to be some mostly country. It's going to end on an up note, but not before we drag you guys through the mud of the Spanish sand dunes.
You're going to really feel feelings.
You're going to meet the real Paul McCartney.
That's how low you can go.
This is Jimmy Skinner on Boston Free Radio. How low can you feel?
Baby walks out, well, low. It ain't no time to sing it.
Nope.
How low can you feel when she says goodbye? You get so doggone lonesome that you wanna die. I've been broke so flat I couldn't raise a dime. I've been in jail and couldn't pay my fine. It never helped my morale to be called a heel, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? Thank you. other man's taking your place. And she throws that old book right in your face. You try to tell yourself that it can't be real, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? I've been broke so flat I couldn't raise a dime. I've been in jail and couldn't pay my fine. It never helped my morale to be called a heel, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? How low can you feel when old friends say, have a drink on me to pass the time away? They sympathize with you and say you've got a bad deal, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? I've been broke so flat I couldn't raise a dime. I've been in jail and couldn't pay my fine. It never helped my morale to be called a heel, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel?
I do my best to hide this low-down feeling. I try to make believe there's nothing wrong, but they're always asking me about you, darling, and it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. If they asked me, I guess I'd be denied that I've been unhappy all along. But if they hurt my heart, they'd hear it crying, where's my darling when she coming home? I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do, to try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through, and then I get so doggone lonesome. Stand still when you're awaiting. Sometimes I think my heart is stopping too. One lonely hour seems forever. 60 minutes more to wait for you. But I guess I'll keep waiting till you're with me, 'cause I believe that loving you is right. But I don't care if the sun don't rise tomorrow, if I can't have you with me tonight. Well, I know I'll keep on loving you, 'cause true love can't be killed. I ought to get you off of my mind, but I guess I never will. I could have a dozen others, but I know I'd love you still, 'cause I get so doggone lonesome.
And the only price you pay of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away. In the town of broken dreams, the streets are filled with regret. Maybe down in Lonesome Town, I can learn to forget. Maybe down in Lonesome Town, I can learn to forget.
Composition that is, don't you think?
I love that song.
Do you remember the scene in Hard Day's Night?
Of that song?
Yeah.
I guess not.
You listen to BostonFreeRadio.com. This is the Cool Kids Club. That was the Beatles. song was called This Boy. Wow. It appeared in the film Hard Day's Night.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
The movie was about a drummer in a rock and roll band named Ringo. And in the pivotal scene of the film, he was walking around the riverside, just, you know, being lonesome, kicking stones, that sort of thing. And it was accompanied by that composition. Yeah, it's a real work of art. Before that, you heard Little Ricky Nelson, a song called...
I think by this time he was regular sized.
Big Rick Nelson with Lonesome Town. Before that...
Giant Rick.
Lonesome Town preceded by So Doggone Lonesome by Johnny Cash. Before that, How Low Can You Feel by Jimmy Skinner. That set goes out to our friend Athena May.
Whom we miss dearly.
Yeah, I guess we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Sounds like it. So I've got this idea for a TV show. I've only got a couple seconds to sum this up. It's going to be called. Hurry. It's going to be called. You Call This Food?
Tell me more.
So the premise of You Call This Food is that we get people in restaurants and we secretly film them. And the idea is to coax them into saying the title of the show without being aware that they're on. And once, you know, when they say it, the streamers come down and the bells go off and like a siren goes off and they win $1,000.
That's all?
Yep, that's
it. I guess that's pretty good if you're just like out to dinner.
You call this food? We call this music. Here comes Ray Charles. Yes, we do.
We do?
Ding, 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 ding. Ray Charles with the incomparable Betty Carter on the Cool Kids Club.
And we know why birds in the trees sing melodies too.
And my love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye.
So to sweet romance, there is just one answer, you.
Do that one. Okay, we're rolling.
Bunny,
we're
rolling.
Stand by, please. This is I'm Talking About You, overdub one, take two.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. I met her walking down an uptown street. She's so fine, you know, I wish she was mine. I think evil every time we meet. I'm talking about you. Nobody but you. Oh, baby, don't be a fool. Just trying to get a message to you. Let me tell you about a girl I know. I tell you now, she looks so good. You got so much skill in
somewhere in Hollywood.
I'm talking about you. No matter about you. Oh, baby, don't be a fool. I'm just trying to get a message to you. That's why I asked her, please, someday be my bride. I'm talking about you, nobody but you. Oh, baby, don't be a fool. I'm just trying to get a message to you. Talking about you, nobody but you. Oh, baby, don't be a fool. Nobody but you. Oh, baby, don't be a fool.
think of that in Texas.
Maybe you can.
I hope not.
They may say the things that we do, but they don't say it the way we do.
Say it, Daryl.
It's all about free speech, baby.
Damn right.
BostonFreeRadio.com.
Yeah, baby doll. Say that again. Well.
We're back.
That was, you just heard the voice of Daryl. Daryl is the program director here at Boston Free Radio, which is the web radio station to whom...
Too real.
To whom you are listening at the present time. This show, our show, my show, Alexandra's show. Hi.
Everybody's show.
Is
really.
The Cool Kids Club.
Everybody who deserves it anyway.
Uh-huh. Before Daryl, you heard a band called Sweet Talks, and I'm going to embarrass myself by trying to pronounce the name of that song, which is A Sunyanya. Sorry. Before that was the one and only Barry and the Remains, Boston's Own. With a track
the greatest
called,
band out of Boston, maybe ever.
Except for the Mules, who are better.
You can have that opinion.
I have that opinion. I will keep that opinion. Before that, there's a cover. I think it was a Chuck Berry number, though. I don't really know. Because I didn't do my homework. Cool Kids Club is the show that didn't do its homework. Before that was...
We never do homework.
That's why we're cool. Ray Charles and Betty Carter with You and I, the divine, the incomparable Betty Carter, and the pretty, not too shabby at all either, Ray Charles.
He's okay.
Performing for us in 1961? Or so.
We don't need to guess. We could just not say.
We need to guess because we didn't do our homework. So the thing about... you call this food is that it's applicable to any kind of dining scenario.
No. It's called, you call this food?
Question mark. You could do it. I mean, you could shoot it in a McDonald's or any such, no promo, or any such cheapo restaurant. Or you could do it in like the fanciest place ever. And you would catch people of all different socioeconomic strata and demographics in their outrage at being served inedible garbage.
How often does it happen?
Never, but that's why we have to engineer the situation. I'm on the case.
You have to engineer by serving them inedible garbage, maybe.
Exactly. That's the idea.
And then, as a prize, do they get, like, what they actually ordered?
I think you should just give them their money and tell them to get lost.
I guess.
It's a test of good humor. Oh, on second thought, I mean, maybe we'll give them a gift certificate or something.
I guess it depends on how mad they are.
We should have the guy from Phantom Gourmet host it.
No, thanks.
Here comes, you don't like him? Here comes the Blue Lights. This song is called Yes, I Do. What about you? Cool Kids Club on Boston Free Radio.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You ask me if I could ever love you, baby. Let me tell you, girl. Yes, I do.
Yes.
The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by, and lost in a sigh were we. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh were we. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. Forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Thank you.
That song's just the same thing over and over again.
In a good way.
Yeah, it's great. Just like our radio show. Ah, case in point.
I used to be a radio DJ.
I think this is Wendy.
I really miss those days.
This is Wendy Bloom.
Those days are not over. Boston Free Radio puts you back in the station playing your music and broadcasting your views. It's like college, only better.
We're broadcasting our views now.
FCC controls and hello to free speech. BostonFreeRadio.com.
You should bring your guitar so you can play along.
I'm going to do that one of these days, actually. Well, you hear the music. Turn on here is... Turn on is the last music that we play.
It's curtains.
Oh, it's curtains for us. And we're not even at the curtain store.
Curtain
well,
time. I went there and it was horrible.
Where was it?
Something.
South
Stoughton?
Dakota? Stoughton? Sudbury?
Is that next to Winchester?
I think so. I don't have no idea what's past Winchester. As far as I know, Winchester is the end of the earth, just as this is the end of the show.
Hi, Wendy. Say hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
How
you doing? Hi. Yeah, so I hear we're done here. This is the live room, Wendy. We're on the air right now.
Folks, if you tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you're going to hear Gunsmoke, Sergeant Sheriff Matt Dillon. Doug says that this show has excellent sound effects, and I believe that Doug knows what he's talking about. Anyway, we're so cool that we're getting kicked out now. Which
happens to all cool kids. At least once in their lives.
I hope everybody, all three of you, four of you, had a good time listening to our show today. I felt good. Alexander was a little sleepy.
Sorry about that.
She ate too much spaghetti.
It wasn't spaghetti, but it was close to spaghetti. Made of the same thing.
I feel close to spaghetti myself. Next week at the same time, Monday at 8, you'll hear the Cool Kids Club again. Not exactly the same, but similar in a lot of ways. Maybe we'll have a different special dedication to our dear friend, Athena.
We might.
I hope that we do. I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
We'll see.
Until then, friends and neighbors, stay cool.
And like us on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook.
We don't have enough friends yet.
We have 17.
To prove how cool we are.
Is coolness and popularity synonymous?
No, but it would be better if we had more people liking us on Facebook.
Well, you heard the lady. I guess we'll leave you now and go pack up. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I appreciate it very deeply in ways that maybe you can never truly understand. Good night.
Bye.